Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Now, free speech exists in exactly one place on Earth to any great degree, and that is X. That's because Elon Musk rolled out of bed one day and decided he'd make it so. He's the only person on Earth keeping free speech alive. We'd have been plunged into the darkness by now if not so. In fact, think about this. Donald Trump has been tweeting every 12 hours or so on his Twitter account. He wouldn't even have his Twitter account back if it weren't for Elon Musk. He'd only be allowed to be heard on Truth Social while Truth Social is still allowed to exist. And folks, it looks like that might not be much longer. At least not if you look at what just happened to Pavel Durov in France. But first, a brief history of all the free social media networks and how they've fared. The answer is they don't. I'll never forget the weekend that Parler hit the roof of its popularity and was the number one most downloaded app in the Google App Store. It was incredible. Everybody was on it until Amazon sent them a letter booting them off Amazon servers where they'd rented server space. Should have been no big deal to find more server space. But the CEO of Parler said he went through company after company after company after company and never could find anyone to host them. All of them had been pre-contacted and warned not to do business with him. By who? He didn't say. Parler died that weekend. It's now just a website. There's no social media accounts. My 6,000 strong following is gone, wiped away. Then the next thing was Getter, until the federal indictment and the imprisonment of its chief backer and only source of money, Miles Guo. He's awaiting trial. Elon Musk would be, too, if he didn't have lawyers as good as he does. The DOJ already brought one criminal case against him after he brought Twitter and refused to censor. That case didn't work out, but in the pages of the Wall Street Journal a couple months back, they announced, the DOJ did, that they're launching another case. And they're going to work much harder this time, they say, It's a criminal case around the details of the purchase of Twitter. They're hoping to put Musk in prison with this one. But should that fail, they could always extradite him to a number of places, really. The French are criminally investigating him for violating their politically correct speech rules. So maybe he'll be extradited there for trial, or perhaps he'll be extradited to the UK. They want to try him too. See the pattern here? Offer regular people a place to speak freely, go to prison. Which brings us back to Telegram CEO Pavel Durov. He is the creator, the head, the CEO of Telegram. And folks, if you've listened to my Battleground America podcast for a couple of years, you knew all of this was coming. Here's what actually happened. And if you put it in sequential order, it makes a lot more sense. The UK's top prosecutor, you'll remember, a couple weeks ago announced that they would begin arresting and extraditing Americans for trial from America to the UK for violating UK speech laws. At the same time, the European Union told Elon Musk it needed to censor that interview that Musk did with Trump. Well, when there was no objection of any kind from Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, Europe watched and listened and learned. But they noticed something else. They couldn't have missed it. There was no objection of any kind to the idea of extraditing Americans who have First Amendment rights for trial in Europe for politically incorrect speech. There was no objection of any kind to that by the Republican leadership either. It was remarkable. From Trump, yes. But what about our other leaders? Who are they? Mitch McConnell, the minority leader in the Senate. Do you hear anything from him? No. How about number two, John Thune? Nope, not a word. He's cool with it. Good, fine. Go ahead, extradite the whole conservative punditry. All right, let's go over and look at the House. What about Mike Johnson? He's the Speaker. Highest ranking elected official in the House. Did Johnson say anything? Not a damn word, which speaks volumes. So what happened? Europe knows what this means. The Uniparty, the heads of the Republican Party. By the way, if Kevin McCarthy was still the head of the Republican Party, still the speaker, it'd have been the same thing with him. He's just as bad as Mike Johnson. So what happens when European leaders who've already, come on, let's face it, gotten the phone call from the White House or the Kamala Harris campaign or both saying, hey, can you threaten Elon Musk? Can we begin shipping these people over to you? We don't want our, you know, pundit class, but we can't try them here. And the French and English and all of them, they're like, yeah, that'd be great. So what are they doing right now? Well, remember, after nobody objected to the UK arresting and extraditing us, France got in on the act. First, with launching a criminal investigation into Elon Musk, Donald Trump, the swimmer, Riley Gaines, influencer, Logan Paul, and several other people for misgendering that male boxer who won the gold as a female boxer in the Olympics. Yeah, you know, the one who failed the gender test and has male chromosomes. Yeah, well, they launched a criminal investigation in France because that violates their speech laws. So what are they doing? Well, the key attorney on that case said that week that, yes, they can extradite Musk and Trump for trial and that they have they expect cooperation on this. They have cooperation. They didn't say with who. Okay, so that was another shot over the bow. That was France dipping its toe in, going, hey, are we going to be able to extradite Americans for trial too? We'd love to do that. Was there any objection from the Republican or Democrat leadership? Oh, hell no. And seeing none, they did what? Swooped in and grabbed Pavel Durov, the head of Telegram, the only other free speech platform that's worldwide and is uncensored. Yeah, I know there's Gab and Getter, but Getter's CEO, the guy behind it, is already indicted, sitting in a prison cell awaiting trial by the DOJ. So they've already got him. He's already in the queue for destruction. The French arrested Pavel Durov. His plane literally touched down to gas up and then took off again. He didn't even get off of it. He's a French citizen. He left Russia, Tucker Carlson tweeted, when the government tried to control his social media company, Telegram. But in the end, Tucker Carlson wrote on X, it wasn't Putin who arrested him for allowing the public to exercise free speech. It was a Western country, a Biden administration ally and enthusiastic NATO member that locked him away. Pavel Durov sits in a French jail tonight, a living warning to any platform owner who refuses to censor the truth at the behest of the government and intel agencies. Darkness is descending fast on the formerly free world. What did France arrest Pavel for? Quote, lack of moderation, unquote, on Telegram. And, quote, the viral circulation of false information, unquote. Plus, offenses ranging from fraud to drug trafficking, cyberbullying, organized crime, glorification of terrorism, and fraud. So the idea that anybody has ever done any of these things or posted these things to Telegram, he is responsible and can be arrested and tried. All of these things, by the way, have been posted to Facebook. But you'll notice nobody is going after Zuckerberg. Ditto for Instagram. And why is that? Because Zuckerberg censors for the EU. Zuckerberg censors for the FBI. See, that's what most Americans don't realize. They are already censored by EU bureaucrats. Here's what happened. A couple of months back, Elon Musk put up this incredible tweet, and he said that the EU had quietly come to him, its leadership, and said, hey, listen, we know you want to keep your street cred, so if you quietly censor for us, we won't tell anybody. We just want the censorship. He told them to pound sand. Well, they told him that Google, Facebook, Instagram had already agreed to do this, that he was the only holdout. In other words, they're already censoring you. If some European bureaucrat doesn't like your campaign speech for city council, bye-bye. And if that gives your Democrat opponent a leg up, oh well. But it's important to understand what Pavel did. Essentially, the FBI made him an offer he couldn't refuse. Literally. They wanted him to build them a backdoor into Telegram, like the one we now know existed in 2020 during the election to Twitter when Jack Dorsey still owned Twitter before Elon Musk bought it. You know that backdoor? Gosh, where else in this podcast have we heard backdoor? Oh, I know. Kennedy saying that within 37 hours of Joe Biden taking office, what? The CIA, the IRS, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security did what? Censored him through the back door. See how this works? Now, if you've listened to Battleground America podcast for a long time, you also know that the FBI coordinates with the Pentagon and the world's intelligence agencies. This is a worldwide censorship dragnet, and they are pulling the net in.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If Kamala Harris wins, you will see Elon Musk spend the rest of his life in prison. They'll either convict him in the current criminal case, the DOJ is working against him, which has to do with how he purchased Twitter, or they'll just extradite him to Europe for trial and he'll rot like Julian Assange at the bottom of some cell somewhere. Elon Musk's freedom and free speech will be decided the first week of November. But I want to get back to what Pavel Durov actually did. He turned down the FBI when they demanded he create them a backdoor for censorship so they could then go shutting down accounts and algorithming down anything they didn't want anybody to see. It started when he learned that his chief engineer for here in the States had been quietly approached by the FBI, and they wanted him to secretly build the backdoor so they could go in and censor, as in build it without telling the CEO, Pavel Durov. Here he is describing this in an interview with Tucker Carlson earlier this year.
And there was an attempt to secretly hire my engineer behind my back.
The U.S. government tried to hire your engineer to write code for them or to break into Telegram?
They were trying to persuade him to use certain open source tools that he would then integrate into the Telegram's code that, in my understanding, would serve as backdoors.
Would allow the U.S. government to spy on people who use Telegram?
The U.S. government, or maybe any other government, because a backdoor is a backdoor regardless of who is using it.
That's right.
The idea, Durov said, was that his engineer would sneak around behind Durov's back, not tell the CEO of the company, and would just quietly build the intelligence agencies a backdoor they could sneak through to yank any accounts they wanted and censor anything they wanted. Well, Durov's engineer said no. When that happened, no less than the FBI showed up at Durov's door one Saturday morning for a knock and talk.
One time I was having my breakfast like 9 a.m. and the FBI showed up at my house that I was renting. And that was quite surprising.
Why would had you committed a crime?
No. They were interested to learn more about Telegram. My understanding is that they wanted to establish a relationship to control Telegram better. I understand that they were doing their job. It's just that for us running a privacy-focused social media platform, that probably wasn't the best environment to be in. We want to be focused on what we do.
Durov said no. No, you can't have a backdoor and you can't censor discourse on Telegram. Now Durov's sitting in a jail in France. What do you want to bet? That same knock and talk, that same phone call from the FBI also happened when Parler tried to find more server space. Remember from the beginning of this podcast where the CEO said that everybody they contacted about the server space needed to host something the size of Parler declined? No can do. Sorry, can't host you. What do you want to bet that Mark Zuckerberg got that same knock at the door from the FBI? I bet he did. Given all that, don't you think it's interesting that for whatever reason, within 72 hours of the Pavel Durov case, the arrest of Pavel Durov in France, being announced that Mark Zuckerberg publishes his letter about being intimidated by the federal government into censoring for them? Yeah, well, there was a bombshell in that letter, and most of the right-wing punditry missed it completely. There was a total scandal in there. I'll tell you what it is on the other side. But first, I want to thank our sponsor, PhD Weight Loss, for the 29 pounds that I lost in just 6 months. I lost 7 of those pounds the first 2 weeks. And I'll never forget, my coach said, wow, this way of eating really agrees with your body. I know. I've got a metabolism now, like I haven't had since I was a teenager. They said I'd rebuild it. I didn't believe them, but I did. And that's how I've been able to keep the weight off for 18 months now. I've got a system that works for me. I feel like I could do this for the rest of my life. To find out more about PhD Weight Loss, go to myphdweightloss.com. No shots, no chemicals, no lifelong prescriptions, just all natural weight loss and a maintenance plan that works. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any place in the nation, myphdweightloss.com. Tell them Tara sent you. Now back to the podcast. Meanwhile, at FBI headquarters, everybody's breathing a sigh of relief because the right-wing media, the right-wing punditry, totally screwed up this Zuckerberg story. It's as if, in their hurry to get hits and clicks, they only read the first paragraph of the Zuckerberg letter about how he was intimidated by the Biden administration to censor COVID-related information. Well, it's an old story. We knew that. Zuckerberg, the scandal, the bombshell in that letter is actually in the middle, where he writes, the FBI warned us about a potential Russian disinformation operation about the Biden family, talking about the New York Post article about the laptop. And he follows up later on in the paragraph, admitting it was a Russia hoax. It was Russian disinformation. It's since been made clear, Zuckerberg writes, that the reporting was not Russian disinformation. And in retrospect, we shouldn't have demoted the story. And he says as a result of the FBI lying to him, they've changed their policies and processes. Boom. That's the bombshell. And when you put it together with the timing, 72 hours after the Pavel Durov story breaks, you can kind of see what's going on here. This is kind of like releasing everything, all the information I have in case something happens to me. This is him saying, I'm in a hostage situation. They've got a gun to my head. I've been held captive. But here's my smoke signal. What is Zuckerberg saying? Well, only National Review seem to fully grasp what Zuckerberg is saying. As they pointed out, as I did on my Twitter feed, that the FBI has been in possession of the Hunter Biden laptop since 2019. They got a warrant to pick it up from that computer supply store because there was an open money laundering investigation into Hunter Biden. They wanted it because on the laptop was extensive documentation of the Biden's family's felony level crimes, including tax evasion, acting as an unregistered foreign agent, and bribery, just to name a few. That is the scandal. The election interference. Especially since Zuckerberg is all but saying that the FBI lied to Facebook and then Facebook had to change their policies because of it. It's a scandal because they knew damn well in 2020 when they lied to Facebook and Twitter, by the way, which was then owned by Jack Dorsey, that that laptop wasn't Russian disinformation. It was documented evidence of a crime wave. The FBI damn well knew it and knew how damaging that information was to the Biden family. So they lied to Facebook and other social media to cover it up in order to help, one, Biden get away with the crimes, and Hunter, two, and to help Biden win election despite those crimes over Donald Trump, who, as the executive and president at the time, was actually their boss. It was pure high-octane election interference based on subterfuge, intimidation, and lies. Well, think how you'd feel if you were Zuckerberg and you later learn you'd been had like this by the FBI. It might start to eat at you. You might feel like a fool, a chump. You'd certainly look like one compared to Elon Musk, and he's clearly very sensitive to that. Imagine how you'd feel when just last week, David Weiss, the prosecutor, special prosecutor prosecuting Hunter Biden, admits after all of that, that he did take bribes. I'll say it again. Hunter Biden took bribes, the ones documented on the laptop. Zuckerberg ended his letter by politely announcing there will be no more money for the Democrat Party. He all but personally funded their get out the vote efforts with all those drop boxes, the $300 million paid for. Now, what he believes politically and who he's really supporting or not supporting, or if this is some kind of shrewd move to the middle because Trump might win, I don't know any of that. But I do know this. This is Zuckerberg saying, I am a victim too, like Pavel Durov. I'm like Elon Musk, pursued, politically targeted, a dissident. And at least publicly, I don't want to be known as doing this anymore. Want to wrap the podcast with this. I had it in the beginning of the week, but it shows exactly how that backdoor you must build if you're a social media owner or operator, you must build to avoid going to prison. You must build for the intelligence agencies, how it works. It's RFK talking about what his lawsuit against Joe Biden and the discovery that came with it revealed to him about how the Biden administration actually worked. how that backdoor that the intelligence agencies demand of you or you go to prison, how that works. Take a listen. It's RFK in his speech leaving the Democrat Party over really the very same thing that Zuckerberg was talking about in his letter. It's all connected. Here you go.
This week, a federal judge, Terry Doty, upheld my injunction against President Biden, calling the White House's censorship project, quote, the most egregious violation of the First Amendment in the history of the United States of America. Doty's previous 155-page decision details how just 37 hours after he took the oath of office, swearing to uphold the Constitution, President Biden and his White House opened up a portal and then invited the CIA, the FBI, CISA, which is a censorship agency, it's the center of the censorship industrial complex, DHS, the IRS, and other agencies to censor me and other political dissidents on social media. Even today, users who try to post my campaign videos to Facebook or YouTube get messages that this content violates community standards. 2 days after Judge Doty rendered his decision this week, Facebook was still attaching warning labels to an online petition calling on ABC to include me in the upcoming debate. They said that violates community standards, their community standards.
I don't know whose side Mark Zuckerberg's ultimately going to come down on, but I do know this. If Donald Trump doesn't win this election and she does, then anybody who defies them about letting them have total control over social media and the political conversation will end up in prison. Elon Musk will go first, and if Zuckerberg continues down this road, he'll be in the cell next week.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.